President Barack Obama started 2016 signing a number of executive orders tightening the nation's gun laws, angering Republicans on Capitol Hill. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that the move to pressure the GOP to act may have backfired, instead creating a deeper gulf between the parties. It may also have alienated the moderate Republicans the president needs as allies on the issue.
Republicans were still on their winter vacation when the president announced he was unilaterally tightening the nation's background check system. That was a bad political maneuver, says Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Pat Mann.
Well, it would have been nice if the president did reach out. There are a number of people who in Pennsylvania may have been helpful because, in fact, what he is pushing is already consistent with what existing Pennsylvania law is. So starting there could have been an ability to work a little bit more.
But the president's aides accused moderate Republicans in the Northeast of not being vocal enough on gun control, leaving the president no choice but to act alone. How does Mann answer that charge?
Well, I don't think that's accurate, but, you know, and you still have to be able to get a sufficient number of votes to carry a bill regardless, and this is not something that has those votes right now.
Analysts predict this year's election will be a game-changer for the gun debate. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is promising to spend $50 million to help elect pro-gun control politicians. Mark Prentice is the spokesman for Americans for Responsible Solutions, the group run by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot at a meet-and-greet with voters. Prentice says with more and more high-profile mass shootings, it's a new day for the gun debate at the national level, which will trickle down to Congress.
You know, this is changing within the Democratic Party, too, pretty quickly. You know, and I think you're seeing this play out on the presidential level. It's a seismic shift, absolutely.
Still, there's a long way to go to change the debate. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey teamed up with a Democratic senator in 2013 in an attempt to tighten background checks. But the bill failed by 6 votes. Toomey fears by acting alone, the president set the cause back in Congress.
This only works if you have bipartisan buy-in.
But Toomey is being hailed for helping change the debate. Dan Gross is president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. He says the key is getting more people like Toomey to stand up in Congress.
Not only is Senator Toomey a Republican, but he has an A rating from the NRA. So it's very important that we demonstrate that this is something that the overwhelming majority of Americans agree on.
Gross says new polling data shows even more gun owners support tightening the nation's background check system, a message he says Congress has yet to receive.
Congress is never the first to get the message. Too often they're the last. But make no mistake, we are in the process of delivering a very clear message in a number of ways where the American public truly stands, and it's actually stood for a long time on this issue.
Gross says gun control advocates can't expect moderate Republicans in places like the Northeast to carry the water on the issue until safe space is created to challenge party orthodoxy, that they won't soon find they're challenged in a primary by someone more conservative.
Absolutely, but, you know, we can't expect them to do that until we, you know, put the appropriate pressure and demonstrate that it's a safe place to be, and that's what's currently happening.
Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Chaka Fetah says that's more challenging since he believes the entire gun debate has shifted to the right in recent years.
The NRA now is considered to be kind of like the moderate force on guns, and there are groups to the right of the NRA who have put, so the NRA used to be for background checks, but in order to keep their membership, they've had to move to the right.
This year's presidential and congressional elections, including Senator Toomey's bid for re-election, are expected to focus more attention on gun violence than in recent elections. However, in the past, lots of talk on the campaign trail has not materialized into significant legislation getting to the president's desk. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.